Water is not easy to find there, nor food. The time has not yet come for nuts, though it may be past and gone indeed before you get to the other side, and nuts are about all that grows there fit for food. In there the wild things are dark, queer, and savage. I'll provide you with skins for carrying water, and I'll give you some bows and arrows. But I doubt very much whether anything you find in Mirkwood will be wholesome to eat or to drink. There's one stream there I know, black and strong, which crosses the path. That you should neither drink of nor bathe in, for I've heard that it carries enchantment and a great drowsiness and forgetfulness. And in the dim shadows of that place, I don't think you'll shoot anything, wholesome or unwholesome, without straying from the path. That you must not do for any reason. That is all the advice I can give you. Beyond the edge of the forest, I can't help you much. You must depend on your luck and courage and the food I send with you. At the gate of the forest, I must ask you to send back my horse and my ponies. But I wish you all speed, and my house is open to you if ever you come back this way again. They thanked him, of course, with many bows and sweepings of their hoods, and with many an, "At your service, O master of the wide wooden halls." But their spirits sank at his grave words, and they all felt that the adventure was far more dangerous than they had thought, while all the time, even if they passed all the perils of the road, the dragon was waiting at the end. All that morning they were busy with preparations. Soon after midday they ate with Bjorn for the last time, and after the meal they mounted the steeds he was lending them, and bidding him many farewells, they rode off through his gate at a good pace. As soon as they left his high hedges at the east of his fenced lands, they turned north and then bore on to the northwest. By his advice they were no longer making for the main forest road to the south of his land. Had they followed the pass, their path would have led them down the stream from the mountains that joined the great river miles south of the Carrick. At that point there was a deep ford which they might have passed, if they had still had their ponies, and beyond that a track led to the skirts of the wood and to the entrance of the old forest road. But Bjorn had warned them that that way was now often used by the goblins, while the forest road itself, he had heard, was overgrown and disused at the eastern end, and led to impassable marshes where the paths had long been lost.